Hi, Jack.
Yeah.
Hi, Jack. This is Jesse with Local Splash. Sorry for the confusion. It looks like your file was supposed to be sent over to me, but went to someone else.
Well, there's two Jessies, right?
No, just me. Well, you were just talking to John. A lot of Jack, John.
He
Jesse,
said he. Well, yeah, because he said he was going to send it over to Jesse. He must have hit the wrong button.
Yeah, he did. It's fine. But you got to me. We're finally here. Jack, I am Jesse. I'm one of the specialists that handles the pricing for your area. Now, I know you had just been speaking with Charles, my mapping coordinator. First off, how's your Friday going?
Pretty good.
Okay, great. I'm glad to hear that. You know, Jack, I know that Charles, he does a great job of kind of outlining the basics of the program, but did you have any questions aside from the price?
No, he didn't tell me a price.
Yeah, right. So that's my job. I'm here to help out with the pricing and the product details specifically. But, I mean, did you have any questions aside from the price, like how it works, what's included, what's going on?
No.
Okay. So I'm just kind of looking over your file here. So you've been in business for a long time, 48 years. That's super impressive.
Yeah.
Have you kind of looked into doing this before for your company?
I've been doing the advertising now ever since computers came out.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. So you've been doing advertising on Google. Are you still paying for advertising on Google?
No, I dropped everybody because it just, you know, it wasn't working, but Google's never erased anything off of there. After I dropped, you know, I started with Angie's List.
Mm-hmm.
They ripped me off.
Uh-huh.
They were charging me for when I go out and do bids, they were charging me on the bids.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't get the jobs and you know, it was like $50 here, $60 there, $70 here. And I just dumped them.
Okay. Yeah.
And then
that...
there was another company and I can't remember. I don't see them around anymore. I think they're gone. And they're out of California and they got me there. They charged me a setup fee to set up, my account on Google.
Mm-hmm.
And was like $350.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't even work. I didn't even get one call on there. Not one.
Wow. It was $350 a month or just like a one-time fee of $350?
No, $350 a month.
Okay. How long were you with them for?
Would you believe 6 months?
Oh, man, that's too bad. Yeah, I mean, let me ask, when you worked with this company for that 6 month period, did you ever see your company there on the first page when you did a search for your keywords?
Yeah, it was there for probably 4 months, and then all of a sudden it ended up down on the third on the list, fourth on the list, something like that.
Okay, and I mean, you know, I don't doubt that, but you typically ask people where they would find you when they would call?
They said they went down a list, and they've called other maintenance handyman companies, and the handyman companies said, well, we charge $100 to come out.
Yeah.
We charge $100 for your area.
Okay.
And like, let's say, Salem, well, they were coming out of Salem and they had to come out to Turner. It would charge $100.
Uh-huh.
$100 okay. Fee. So when she called me, she says, do you charge me? And I says, no, I don't charge. I said, I'll come out there and look at the job. And she says, what? You don't charge? I said, no. I said, if you're over 50 miles, then yeah, there's a $250 trip charge.
I mean, that makes sense.
It's
pretty far.
What I charge.
Yeah.
Because I travel clear down to Klamath Falls, Medford, Roseburg, and on down all around.
Okay. Okay. Well, I mean, there's definitely not a lack of work to be had there in your area, you know, Jack. I mean, you know, for your keyword phrases, I mean, there's been over 1,245 searches done in the last 30 days for, you know, painting. It looks like there was 1,165 searches done for, like, countertop insulation. So, I mean, there's absolutely not a lack of work to be had there. It's just a matter of...
I have pictures. I have pictures on mine that shows what I do. You know, the countertops.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I see some pictures on a, like, Yelp listing for you. And I do see that you have a website. Or it looks like maybe you took your website down, actually.
They did.
But I see you have a Google business profile. You know, I mean, we can make this, you know, a little bit more reasonable than the $350 you were spending. And, you know, I can tell you that we are the leading industry experts as far as any type of Google marketing goes. You know, we have been in business, Jack, for 19 years. We do have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. I mean, we have this Google partnership. That's how we're able to get you results much quicker. I mean, here we ask everybody just to give it 2 months. You know, I honestly wouldn't expect you to stay with us longer than 2 months if you weren't seeing results. So, I mean, we just ask everyone to give it 2 months. That doesn't mean that you're in a contract or you're paying 2 months up front. It really is just so you can see a return on your investment. So, you know, and then I've never
do residential anymore.
Okay. You only do commercial?
I do. All commercial now.
Okay, perfect. Well, we can target you for that commercial work. You know, they're absolutely...
The reason I switched is because I had too much problems with residential. And so then I decided that I was going to switch it over, and then when I found out how much the bond was to get a $5 million bond to do commercial, because that's only like $479 a year, and I thought, well, forget it then. I'm going commercial.
Yeah. I mean, that makes sense. Definitely, there's a lot of money to be had in commercial work. It probably is a lot more, like, stable, too, I would imagine.
Yes, it is. Yep. Because right now I'm booked all the way up till March.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, I mean, it sounds like, you know, I think your business is doing wonderful, Jack. I mean, you know, this isn't definitely designed to flip a switch on and flood you and overwhelm you with business, but even having that brand awareness and, you know, I can include a website for you at no additional cost. So, I mean, you know, and it's 2023, you know, I mean, basically every company needs a website. It's just basically like a restaurant having a menu. You know what I mean? So, I mean, we pretty much include everything as far as anyone looking for your service, and specifically that targeting of commercial work. We can do that for you in your service area. I mean, I'm sure that's something you would see value in for the company, right?
Right.
Well, look, I mean, Jack, I can get you in for a reduced rate of just $249, okay? So that would be a flat monthly rate. There's no lead fees, no extra taxes, no hidden costs, nothing like that. Once you're into that price, it would stay that as long as you're with us. I mean, I'm sure you could fit that in the budget, right?
Yeah. And then my website would be the same as my email, except it would be .com.
Oh, you have a domain name already?
Because I already have jacksqualitymaintenance@yahoo.com.
Okay, wonderful. Well, we could absolutely use that domain name. Who did you get the domain through?
Oh, I've had that for 48 years.
Okay. Okay, perfect. Well, we can use that domain name and build out a website for you and get you listed there on the first page. We also do run sponsored Facebook ads. And then get you on mobile devices like iPhones, Androids, tablets. So, I mean, we'll absolutely paint your business there across the board. And, you know, and at least it'll be for $100 less than what you were paying before, right? And, you know, with that actual backed Google partner. So, I mean, I'm sure this is something you'd want to give a shot, right?
I'll give it a shot. I'll put you on a probation period.
Okay. Well, that's all I'm asking. You know, give us 1% of your trust and we'll earn the other 99%. So, you know, that's all I really want. You know, and I mean, you're definitely not in an area where there's a lack of work on Google. I mean, people are absolutely anywhere in like major populated areas that are not like the sticks of Alabama, you know, you're going to have like a much better shot. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, okay. So now, Jack, what's your last name? Hello?
You there?
Oh, I think you muted me.
I didn't mute you.
Oh, that was weird. I don't know what just happened.
It happens that once in a while when I...
Yeah.
It happens. I don't know what it...
Oh, well. Well, what's your last name?
Ensign. E-N-S-I-G-N.
E-N-S-I-G-N? Is that
what
you said? Okay.
Yep.
Cool last name. What's the best email for you?
JacksQualityMaintenance@yahoo.com.
Okay. And this is always the best phone number for you, right?
Yep.
Okay. So I'm going to send you over an email here, Jack. It's going to be from my email. So you will work with your whole account management team from this point forward, but I'm still here as a resource. So I'm just sending over an email of everything included in the package. It does also have my extension and phone number in there as well. So, I mean, if you need something escalated or have a question or whatever it may be, you can always reach me there. I may not at that moment have the answer, but I'll absolutely get somebody to get it to you as soon as possible. But again, your account management team is amazing. So, you know, definitely they are the experts as far as setting everything up and getting everything going for you, but I'm still here for you. Okay.
Okay.
Now, let's see. So is the best address for you? Is it going to be the, 13025 Mountain View?
Yep. You must have found that on the webpage.
Or
on Google.
I think on Google is where it came up.
Yep. So. Yep.
Okay. And you said your domain name, it's not the Turner Handyman Service? You have a different domain name?
No. It's just Jack's Quality Maintenance.
Okay. Okay. Jack's with an S, right?
Yep.
Okay. Perfect. Okay, perfect. And so I'm just going to get some basics here about the company. Now, anything that I mention here, Jack, is going to be included. It's not going to cost you anything additional. But what are your hours of operation? Like, when would you like to be taking phone calls?
Mine is 7 to 4.
Okay, Monday through Friday?
Yeah, and then emergency calls on the weekends.
Okay.
The emergency call is Saturday and Sunday. That probably sounds better.
And then now, do you have licensing and insurance?
Yeah, the bond. The handyman doesn't need a license. You just need a registered name.
Okay.
Mine's registered.
But you have insurance, right?
Yep.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, that's the $5 million one.
Wonderful. And then do you have a logo for the company, or would you like us to create you one?
I don't have a the only thing I have a logo is a picture of a handyman.
Okay. I mean, if you want us to create you one, it wouldn't cost anything additional. If, you know, you want to just see what we can make for you.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. And then... Now, do you have a Facebook business profile? I didn't see one for you, or did you need us to create you one?
I don't have one.
Okay, no worries.
I just have...
Okay.
Yeah.
Got that. And then now, okay, I got the domain. Okay, perfect. And the services you're offering... obviously the countertop,
the countertop wouldn't be, that's residential.
Oh, okay. So you're not doing that anymore. What are you doing now?
All commercial maintenance, painting, minor painting, minor electrical.
Okay.
Because I don't have electrical. I don't have a electrician's license, so I can do minor.
Okay, perfect. All right, wonderful. Okay, so I got all the information I need here, Jack. Let me go ahead and schedule you for your client interview. One second. Let's see what I have available. Hold on here. So, we don't have anything later today. We can do Monday. Monday is mostly
Monday.
Pretty open. What time would work for you?
Oh, wow. Because Monday I'm booked practically all day.
I mean, we
so
can do Tuesday, too.
Yeah, because Tuesday would be in the afternoon because I have a commercial building and I got to go do a patch job on a wall that they moved an intercom system.
Okay. Tuesday is, Tuesday right now is pretty open. And we have client interviews that start at 7. The last client interview is at 3. We do them on the hour except for 12. So what time would work best
3
for you?
Would work. 3 okay. would work.
Perfect. So it'll be from 3 to 4 on the 19th. The whole call is not going to last an hour, Jack. Just allow that hour in case they're finishing up with somebody before you. Okay?
Yeah, I'm just, because the job I'm doing is way up north in Portland.
Oh, okay.
And so it takes me an hour to get out of there depending on rush hour.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, I drove to Salem for the eclipse. Oh, my God. You want to talk about traffic? Oh, my God. That was insane. It literally took me, I think, 10 or 12 hours to drive from Portland to Eugene.
What?
Yeah, I'm not kidding you. It was, like, dead stop traffic the entire way. It was so crazy.
You must have hit that area where Santa Ann rest area is.
Well, it was just
on
I-5. The cliffs, you know, because
everybody went to Santa Ann rest area.
Yeah, well, we actually just, I mean, I don't know if you, like in Salem that day, the hotels were like, insane. Like the hotels there were like $500 for a night. You know, Salem was like raking in that money. Yeah, it was so crazy. So we just slept in the park. I had a tent.
Why
and
not?
We just slept in the park. You know, I wasn't going to spend $500 on a hotel. Like, I wasn't going to do that.
Ridiculous.
I mean, it was a great experience though. It was super cool. It was probably one of the coolest things I've ever done. But yeah, I mean, it was that traffic. I mean, there's only two lanes. Like, you know, a lane on each side, and then all these motorcyclists kept on getting pulled over that were, like, from California and, like, lane splitting, and you can't lane split there. So they kept on pulling them over, which was making more traffic. It was just like, it was a lot. anyway, so now I got
everything. I'm glad I stayed home that day.
Yeah. I mean, you could probably see it from where you lived, you know.
I'm up on a hill.
Yeah, well, any part of Oregon, I'm sure you could have probably seen it pretty well than anywhere else. I mean, it was totality in Salem, but, I mean, you know, if I lived anywhere in Oregon, I would have just stayed there. I definitely would have not driven to Salem for that. Jack, I got everything set up here. Now, are you going to be using a Visa, MasterCard, Amex, or Discover?
Visa.
Okay, I'm ready for that card number whenever you are.
Okay, it is 4382-3901-3664-1581.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and then the expiration?
Is 826.
And then the security code?
043.
Okay, perfect. So, Jack, what I'm doing now is I'm updating and processing the payment for the 249. I'm going to read to you what's called a voice verification. This is just because I have you on a discounted pricing program that's not normally advertised. Now, as I walk you through this, if there's anything that you don't understand or you need me to clarify, just stop me and let me know and I'll rephrase the question, okay?
Okay.
So, it's Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance and is to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. Now, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business. Hello?
Yeah.
I didn't hear you. If you could, please state the name of your business.
Jack's Quality Maintenance.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Jack Ensign, CEO.
And you're authorized to enter into agreement on behalf of this business, correct?
Yes.
And you're an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes.
So now, Jack, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. So what this means is we will never call you asking for more money. And if any other marketing company calls you, just simply let them know that you're working with us already. At this time, I am going to set up a security question with you on your account. So if you ever have any doubt about who's calling, you just ask them this question and they'll give the response that you've given me today. So you pick from one of these three. It's mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one of those would you like?
City I was born in.
Okay, what was that?
Eugene.
Okay, perfect. I love Eugene. That's a great place. I actually hiked the sisters up there. So, now, Jack, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash within a 24-hour period?
Yes.
And in hiring us as your certified marketing representative, if you decide to do any other online marketing during the term of your agreement, do you agree to disclose that?
Yeah.
So, now, Jack, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged in today's date of December 15th. 2023 and the non-refundable amount of $249. Now, this is going to be a recurring payment. So when the term is completed, it will automatically renew on the 15th of the month in the amount of $249. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support to prevent your charges from the next month of service. Contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. But please keep in mind that we do ask everybody to give it at least 2 months. This does not mean that you're in a contract or you're paying 2 months up front. It is just to bring the whole program to fruition. So now, do you agree and understand to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So, also, the customer support line has been texted and emailed to you. I just suggest it's best to save that in your phone. So it's the 877-635-6225. Your account management team is going to be calling you from that number. So, it's always just best to save that in your phone since a lot of people don't like to answer 877 numbers. So, now that's all done. I just have one last thing that I need from you and then you'll be good to go, for your client interview. Now, I'm going to send you this link by itself. Let me know when it comes through. I'm going to text it over to you.
Okay, I got an 877 number here. And then I have a 951 number.
No, so it'd be the 877 number is the number to save in your phone. So the 877-635-6225. But then I just texted you over a link. Did you get that link?
Yeah.
Okay. If you could do me a favor, Jack, and open that up, it's going to take you to a page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience. Let me know when you get there.
That's for a signature and all that?
Yeah, well, so this is just everything that we discussed in writing. So you can take your time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, look that over. But it basically what's included is the Google Business Profile Optimization, the directory submissions, the website, the Facebook ads, the advanced reporting, and live client support. So take your time, look that over. If you have any questions, let me know. Once you're done looking it over, there's two white boxes at the bottom. If you could just press on those boxes, and then in the orange box, type out your name. And when you're done with that, press confirm signature and let me know.
Put my name in there, but now it won't go all the way down to the bottom. You know, for a signature.
It should say signature on the right hand side of it. Does it say that where it says the date and then it says confirm signature?
No, this one's it says signature, your name, and then my name, and then agreed. Please electronically sign this document by typing your name exactly as it appears.
Did I spell it right? It's E-N-S-I-G-N?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
And then you don't see a space where it says confirm signature?
Uh-uh.
Interesting. You know, this happened with me with somebody else. I'm not sure why it does that. Hold on.
But now it's asking me for a username and password.
Oh, okay. Well, then you signed it. yeah.
Oh,
so,
that is.
Yeah, you figured it out. So the username and password, Jack, that's going to be for your reporting dashboard. That's where you'll be able to see everything on the back end of your account. You're going to get the login credentials for that within 5 to 7 business days. So that
okay, so then I just...
Yeah, don't worry
so
about
that.
So I
just write anything for a username and all that?
Well, no, so the credentials will be emailed and texted to you. So you don't have to worry about
okay.
that right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, it's done. It's done then.
Yes, awesome. So other than that, just to recap a little bit, look out for your client interview there on Tuesday the 19th between 3 and 4. They will call from the 877 number. You do have an email from me in case you need anything in the future. And other than that, I want to congratulate you and welcome you to the Local Splash family. Did you have any questions at all?
No, I just see, I just got an email. Action needed, pictures needed for Google verification.
You don't have to worry about that. That's just for the Google business profile, but you already have a Google business profile.
Oh, okay.
So,
okay.
Yeah, you don't have to worry about that. That just automatically sends to all of our clients because a lot of people just don't have a Google business profile. So.
Gotcha.
Yeah. But you're pretty much set to go for your client interview. You don't really have to worry about anything before that, okay?
Yeah, because I just got the email that says Tuesday, December 19th from 3 to 4.
Yes, correct.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Did you have any other questions at all, Jack?
That's it. No,
okay.
I don't have anything.
Well, hey, I hope you have a great weekend, and then, we'll talk soon, okay?
All righty. Thank you.
All right. Bye, Jack.
Bye-bye.